Fox News Books and Harper Audio present Modern Warriors, Real Stories from Real Heroes by Pete Hegseth. Read by me, Pete Hegseth, as well as Michael David Axtell, Kaleo Griffith, Christian Baskus, J.D. Jackson, and Eileen Stevens. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/modernwarriors. The enhancement contains an appendix of the Modern Warriors and a list of resources and organizations for veterans. This book is dedicated to the real 1%. The warriors past, present, and future who answered freedom's call. Introduction. I couldn't take it anymore. I couldn't just sit there and let the helplessness that had been building overwhelm me. It was June 2014. I'd been watching the deteriorating reports coming out of Iraq for months. A grim roll call of cities where we'd shed so much American blood was falling under the black flag of the Islamic State, or ISIS. Tikrit, Mosul, Fallujah, Ramadi. I'd been on Fox News shouting about this dire situation. It was clear that we had an administration at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue that either didn't care or was intentionally downplaying ISIS as a JV team. The carnage and retreat were not what a generation of warriors fought and bled for. The country of Iraq and nearby Syria were rapidly falling to a group of Islamic fighters who were worse than Al-Qaeda or the Taliban. Had we forgotten the lessons of 9/11 completely? Worse, that administration didn't seem to give a damn about the impact on America or her warriors. Blinded by political correctness and distracted by domestic priorities, they simply did not believe Islamists wanted to dominate Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, the region, and the world. America's modern warriors, of course, know better. Somebody had to do something. Too many noble warriors had done too many good things, great things, heroic things, for all of it to be brought down like the Twin Towers. Or like the Golden Dome in Samarra, where I served. Samarra. Another town that fell to ISIS. The hometown of their leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. On 9/11, I was a college student. Those attacks on New York City, the Pentagon, and in the skies reoriented the trajectory of my life and the lives of an entire generation. I was an infantry first lieutenant with my boots on the ground in 2006 when Al-Qaeda perpetrated the other strategic attack that altered our war's trajectory. The destruction of the Samarra Golden Dome, a Shia mosque inside a Sunni town, put Iraq in a death spiral of sectarian violence that took many more American lives. Yet our warriors fought, surged, and overcame. We were willing to make the sacrifice, had committed ourselves to it. Now the proverbial rug got pulled from beneath our feet. As I sat at my desk in 2014, leading the largest conservative veterans organization in America, I was feeling more profoundly than ever the depressing effects of a premature and political withdrawal of U.S. troops. Iraq was the bad war, according to the Obama administration, so we abandoned the strategic gains of the 2008 surge, undoing all the good that had been done. Iraq was lost, right before our eyes. Earlier that week, I'd gotten a call from Staff Sergeant David Bellavia, a great friend, a Silver Star guy, Medal of Honor nominee, and general badass. I joked with him that he was a man of ideas, lots of them. Of the 50 he would tell me about, 45 were crazy, 4 implausible, and 1 genius. As he talked, one of those 4 implausible ones began to transform into the single genius. David had a plan for how we could turn all of the helplessness, resignation, and outrage that veterans and patriots were feeling into something positive. Like most audacious actions, the idea was drawn partly...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?